late than never. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS News, and after being voted down outright on August 30th, the Murfreesboro City Council finally voted through the Murfreesboro Municipal Airport's new layout plan at their October 18th meeting, after some sorely needed input from the community at large.
On Thursday, October 11th, the airport hosted a neighborhood meeting to review and discuss the revised airport layout plan. Representatives of the neighborhood suggested a 300-foot runway extension. Members of the neighborhood in attendance seemed to be in consensus with that recommendation.
You know that our concerns extend well beyond one or two points. Our concerns include quality of life, which include increased noise, pollution, larger planes, more planes. Where will we be in another 50 years? Not just 20 years from now, but 50 years from now.
I live right at the end of runway 18. So I get to hear almost every airplane that takes off or lands. And I think the runway extension is just natural for the growth of Murfreesboro.
The airport is the gateway to any city, small or large. But unfortunately, our airport has probably one of the shortest runways of any of the small cities around here.
Not only did you vote against the runway extension, but you also voted against larger airplanes flying at lower altitudes over our neighborhoods. You also voted against decreased house values and decreased safety for our neighbors. So thank you.
Please don't come back to us 5 or 10 years from now when a major employer wants to come to Murfreesboro but can't because his airplane can't operate out of here. He's going to go build in Smyrna. Please don't come to us 10 or 15 years from now when we go back to extend the runway to the 5,000 feet that y'all voted down and the cost is more than doubled.
In the end, a compromise was reached where the airport runway, really the only holdup in approving the plan, will be extended to 4,750 feet rather than the originally proposed 5,000. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS.